This past spring, Icahn celebrated a funeral mass up in a church in Montgomery County for a young man in his late 20s who was killed tragically in a car accident. And the priest who was celebrating the funeral was a man who was ordained a couple years behind me in the seminary, so I kind of knew him back in the old days. And I guess I got a little bit of sympathy for what you go through every week, because I sat there and listened as he went on for 25 minutes in a homily at the funeral. Now, he made some good points about life and death and our faith in Christ, but in the midst of this kind of long, drawn-out funeral homily, and I got to tell you, I kind of got distracted a few times and wasn't listening completely. You never do that, I know. Right? But he started going on. See, he's got all these young people, the 20s and 30s, so he gave them a little sermonette about why they should go to church every Sunday. Then he got on and started to talk about all the corruptions of young adult culture life today with the drinking and the drugs and the sex. It's all part of this funeral homily. Well, I was kind of like checking out, you know? And as soon as the homily was over, after 25 minutes, he went from the presentation of the gifts to the final blessing at 90 miles an hour through all the prayers. Well, you can imagine the people were not exactly too thrilled. I thought to myself as I was driving back here to the parish, should I say something? But I know the guy. He's not a bad guy. Will anybody give him some constructive feedback that perhaps the topic that he addressed in the funeral wasn't too appropriate? That his pace and manner with saying the prayers should be a little bit more deliberate and sincere and attentive? And I thought, well, now how's he going to take that? Right? He's going to tell me, who are you to judge me? Is he going to listen? Is his heart going to be open to any change? Well, I've been a priest for 38 years, he's going to tell me. So what are you going to tell me? So I said nothing. How can we challenge one another without alienating each other? How can we offer a constructive criticism to a friend, a family member, a co-worker, a schoolmate that is honest and sincere and yet not belittling? Oh, who am I to judge? I should. Who do you think you are? You think you're better than me? See, we played it all out. Now, I imagine that my priest colleague saw himself like Ezekiel in the first reading. God appointed you to be the watchman to tell everybody to avoid their evil ways. It was kind of like a fire and brimstone in the 1950s. One style of preaching. But does it move people to embrace a moral life any more fully? Jesus, in the gospel, tells us that when we have a conflict, when someone sins against us, when we have an issue between us, there are steps to take to address that issue in an honest way. But that's hard. Awkward, because we don't always find the words and the manner to communicate to each other something of a constructive nature that wouldn't be offensive. We avoid it. We say nothing. Some of you may recall that back in 2014 on the same Sunday gospel, I suggested that Jesus does call us to engage one another, not only when we are personally at odds or offended, but when we see some things that we don't really believe are good. To have the courage to say something in a respectful and well-focused and targeted and constructive way. Not just to vent our frustration, but to invite our brother and sister to consider a more full or complete way to live. I guess it comes down to this. St. Paul talks about the debt of love we have to each other. When I look back and I say, you know what? I didn't love my brother priest enough to have the courage to write him a note, give him a call, and say, Joe, I'm not so sure that was the best way to handle that. Have you ever thought about, well, Joe, do you recognize how that occasion really alienated people rather than inviting them to the church? No, I chickened out. I don't want to tell them what to do. I don't tell them how to live. So the damage was done. What about you? Do you have a way of speaking honestly to one another, especially to those you love, when you see them going off the track, when their behavior, their manner, or their dealings with other people doesn't fit what Christ calls us to? Can we invite each other to be more serious and responsible in the way we live our Christian lives? Whoa, no, no, I can't say anything. That's everybody's personal decision. Let them do what they want. It's incomplete. From the fire and brimstone condemnation, that's not of Christ. Saying nothing, doing nothing, is not of Christ either. I pray today that I, with my fellow priests, and with you, and I pray that you, with one another, learn how to challenge constructively without alienating one another.